Back here in Camden County, West James, along with Bill Osborne. You heard from Marty Rogers at halftime and his thoughts and his feelings from being down there on the sidelines. About a minute and 35 to go here on the Broom All-State halftime show. Vikings trail 10-7. The only other time we have trailed, Bill, at halftime this year was against Warner Robins, Northside Warner Robins.
I mean, Marty and I talked about it during the halftime. I really feel comfortable with how our Vikings have played. I am terribly uncomfortable with how we've turned the ball over. That is really the difference in this ball game.
Absolutely.
You take away the turnovers, and at the very least, we're leading 7-3. We probably have another score, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown. I think we're up. But this is a team that I think when we played Warner Robins and we had the battle through the first half and into the second half, that may have given us, I hope, what we're going to need here in the second half in order to rally and come from behind and win this ball game.
We will receive the ball to start the second half, and we will receive at the south end zone. 25 seconds to go as we get ready to start the second half here in Camden County.
And it looks like we're inside of 30 seconds or so getting ready to kick this thing off.
And that has been your Broom All-State halftime report. As Marty makes his way back over. Horn sounds.
And we ought to be picking Marty up here pretty soon. So he's headed back out.
And he's walking through Camden's end zone down there.
I see him there.
All right, we're going to send Kari Franklin back deep along with Kerry Stanley and Troy Braswell. Josh Clemens and Aaron Winston are our up guys. Matt Ehaz, a junior, set to kick off. Sets the ball down on the near hash mark, and it's time now to start the second half of this ball game.
Wes, I need you to holler, brother.
You need me to holler.
Let's go. Let's go, Vikings. Vikings get the ball here to start the second half. Let's you and I, let's fans at home, let's fans in the stands, get behind these Vikings, and let's take it back to Lowndes County. Let's go, Vikings.
Ehaz puts his foot into it. End over end kick. Looking at it, Braswell takes it. At the 3, starts right at the middle of the field at the 10, cuts outside at the 15, still on his feet. Oh, gets out to about the 18-yard line. 15-yard return by Troy Braswell. We'll take over first and 10, and see if they mark it down. Yes, at our 18-yard line.
All right, they're going to start shy of the 20. Let's see what the Vikings can turn up here on offense.
Vikings will be going from left to right on your radio dial. Want to say hello to my aunt and uncle listening over in Waycross tonight, over in Manor tonight.
Is that near Waycross?
My Uncle Curly and my Aunt Carol. They have just tuned us in. They always tune us in at halftime. Love y'all very much. Thank you for listening to me. Heavy left for the Vikings. Parker goes under center. That's toward our side of the field. Ball goes to Franklin around. Backside pursuit runs Franklin down at the line of scrimmage. They're coming hard off the corner, and that's a couple of times tonight they've done that. It was going to be second and 9.5.
And again, that time they break that run to the left side. Marty and I talked about that. The strength for us seems to be the right side. Now, that is it. The ball is in the middle of the field. Let's see what Coach McPherson and Coach Davis call up here.
All right. Franklin comes to wing back on this side. Brian Moore at tight end. Heavy left. Camden, three linemen on our side of the field. Takes the snap. Anderson up the middle. Look at him run. They tried to pull the ball out. He crosses the 20 up to about the 21-20, up to the 21-yard line, Bill.
It is tough going right here for our Vikings here on offense to start. Now,
third and a long seven.
Tell me, Wes, what is the least important thing in the world?
The least important thing in life is the score at halftime. Thank you, Pops, for that one. I'll always remember. Ken Durden
checks in. And the most important thing
is your opponent, what you do with your opponent's first possession of the third quarter and what you do with yours. Right now, it's third and 7. Ken Durden goes to the far side. Aaron Winston goes with him. They've got man coverage out there. Catch in a four-man front. Linebacker drops off. Franklin in motion toward our side of the field. Parker, a little screen out to Franklin. Catches the ball, slips by one man, two. Oh, gets up to the 25-yard line. He's going to be about 3 yards short. It'll be fourth and three, and we're going to have to punt the ball.
Good little well-designed play. A little throw out there to the edge, and we just weren't able to get enough guys out there to make the blocks. But Kari picks up decent little yards, gives us a little more room. Aaron Winston set the punt.
Stephen Murphy, the man that ran by Kenny Durden on the second Camden play, drops back to receive the ball about Camden's 40. Aaron Winston standing at our 11-yard line. Camden, four men on the line of scrimmage. High kick. Murphy, touch it and hit! The ball, we pick it out! No!
They're going to say maybe not a chance to catch for the fair catch, but
we run it in for a touchdown, but there's a flag down at the 45, and I know if
that may be a holding.
Okay, go.
That may be a holding on order.
Let's hold it right there. Let's wait and see.
Let's see where they sort this thing out at.
You can't advance a muff punt.
You can't.
But I think he had a chance to catch the ball. I don't think it's a fair catch interference or a failure to catch interference.
It could be catch interference.
I really can't see where that would be because he was actually bobbling the ball when he got hit.
Let's see what happens. Officials are talking.
Ball, a lot of conversation.
Flag is down at the Camden 45-yard line.
Lane Grant rallying his troops, trying to get him out of the way now. Let the officials sort this out.
Let's see.
Marty, what are you hearing from the coaches over there?
Well, they're pointing, but of course that's...
Oh, I lost. Hold on. I got to go find Marty again.
They're marking the ball. What's happening? No, they're going to give it to Camden at the 40-yard line. I think.
I hear a lot of moans and groans from both sides. I'm not sure.
No. Holding against Camden. Declined. Our ball at the 40. There we go, folks. That's what it was. Marty, good call. Good call. Holding against Camden at the 40. We get the ball at the 40-yard line.
I lost Marty for just a second. Let's see if we can get him back here.
Now let's capitalize on this. Swing those battle axes. Let's go to war, Marty Vikings. Clemens to the near side. Franklin in motion to the far side. Parker rolls right. Looks. Goes down throw. Oh, pass Brian Moore. And Moore was looking for a flag and none there for pass interference.
Cole just took a shot down here behind the line right as he was throwing the ball.
No flag.
No, it wasn't a late hit. I mean, it was a good, solid hit. That was by number 90, Derek Salisbury, and he just put a lick on Cole Parker.
They had Brian Moore.
Kari at quarterback.
Kari at quarterback. Winston and Johnson on the far side. His double receiver. Camden in the three-man front. Give it to... Oh, pitch out! Fire! He's across the 30. Caught everybody by surprise. Franklin goes under center, takes the snap, hands it. Looks like he's going to hand it to the Bull. When they wrapped up, he pulled it out and pitched it out at the last minute to order going around the left side. It is a 12-yard run and a first down all the way down to Camden's 26-yard line.
Guys, we talked about it at halftime about how it's nice to be able to come back and put Kari in the game. Cole got shook up a little bit. It seemed like I hurt his ankle, but he's back in the game now. But Kari just made a great play on that option.
Ball on the far hash mark. Hash mark. First and 10 20 at the 26-yard line of Camden. 9:09 to go here in the third period. Heavy right to our Vikings on the right side. Give it to the Bull up the middle. Runs past one man, two. He'll fight his way down to the 24-yard line. Nope, they back up and say no at the 25. Glenn Mack, one of the M&M boys from Camden County, in on the tackle. Give him 2 yards, second and 8. Ball again at the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Hello, Miss Stacy and Miss Casey and all the folks listening tonight. Winston comes near side, tied into the far side, right in front of our Vikings. We set Franklin at wing back, right off of Ed Christian's hip. Now we put Franklin in motion. He's looking for blocking. He squirts by one and two, and there's going to be a hold at the 20-yard line.
He squirted through over the left side, picked up about 5 or 6 yards, but right as he made the turn, I saw the flag fall out.
Yep. Holding. And that is at the 23.
Got to overcome these mistakes. Vikings get down in scoring territory. Kind of shoot themselves in the foot. Let's see if we can recover from this one. We got a break on the muff punt, and we got the ball. Now let's get it down there, guys. Put it in the end zone.
They're going to back it out to the back to the 33. We've got to get down to the 17-yard line. Third and 16.
Second.
Yep, second and 16. Clemens comes near side. Tight end. Double tights for our bike. Nope, tight end to the far side. Franklin. I'm at Parker under center. Rolls right. Looks, being chased, scrambles left, tucks the ball, starts to run, and he'll go down and he'll lose 2 yards.
Good coverage by the Camden Wildcats downfield. Cole had no place to go. Again, when Marty and I talked about this, when we don't have to pass is when we're most successful. Camden just did a fine job covering all of our open receivers. All of the receivers we had downfield.
Third and 19, the ball all the way back to the 36-yard line.
Let's go, Vikings. Let's swing those battle axes.
Camden in a three-man front. Linebacker walks up. One on the far side. Makes it a five-man. Now corner slips up on the far side. Now he drops off. Parker drops back. Look. Goes downfield. Looking for... And there's going to be bumping and no call. There was bumping the whole way. And no flag. We wanted pass interference. We're not going to get it. It'll be fourth and 19.
Shaquan Hamilton impeded Aaron's in progress as he rolled it over in front of him, but no call. And it's going to be Jed Solomon to punt for the Vikings.
Standing back at the 50.
Jed, if he can get a hold of one, can get us good height on a kick, maybe force them to fair catch.
Stephen Murphy. And J.J. Green back deep. Picks it up. Nice high kick. And it hits at the 10. We touch it. It hit a Camden player, and he fell on it at the 9.
And it did. It came back, hit Kari, and bounced back over and hit the Camden player. But a good heads-up play as he jumped back on it. But it'll be first down and 10 for the Camden Wildcats at the 8-yard line, Wes. Now they're going to move it now to the 9.
7:20 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings still trail 10-7. Ian Days. Andre Johnson. Camden showing two tights. And Joel Ruiz goes under center. Five-man front for our Vikings. Man in motion. They give it to the guy on the counter. That's number 2. He's across the 10. Fights his way out to the 14-yard line. Give him about a 6-yard carry. Telvin Smith in on the carry. And that's Darius Sullivan on the carry out to the 14-yard line.
Yeah, 5-yard gain. That'll bring up second down and 5. The counterplay has worked for them a little bit. They're patient as they try to get it outside. They're not going to knock off a whole lot of yards. But if they keep doing that, unless our Vikings can step up and pinch that down inside.
Again, the tight end goes to the Viking side of the field. Ball on the near hash mark. Wildcats with the ball. Give it. Ruiz keeps it.
He did keep it.
Yep.
My goodness.
In the belly, pulled it back out and gets across the 20. He'll pick up about a yard, yard and a half. So Bill is going to be third and probably a long 3 yards for the Camden County Blue Cats.
All right, Viking defense, let's hold this thing now.
DeBoer checks back in for Camden. Everybody's checking their wristbands for plays.
Yeah, Camden runs a no-huddle most of the time.
And they're in the Wildcat with Ian Days taking the snap, and he does. He gives it to the fullback. He gets hit, still on his feet, but then bounces, tries to bounce outside.
We
tackle him about the 18-yard line, and he's got to get to the 19, and they're going to have, let's see what kind of spot.
I think he's got it by the nose. What about Marty?
Well, guys, I was just going to say that our coaches aren't real happy with that spot just then. It didn't look like he got to the 19, and they are spotted it just past the 19.
Yeah,
I believe they've got it by a hair.
I think he does have it first down by the nose of the football. I agree. Not a great spot from this side either.
Well, of course, that's one of the hardest things to do as an official.
Is
to make the spot, but it did appear they got a little bit further than the ball was at when he was tackled. But I do think he's got it by a nose, and he does.
Half the length of the by a stripe.
So Camden gets the first down.
5:39 to go. First and 10 at the 19-yard line for Camden.
Wow, this third quarter is moving by quickly, Wes.
It sure is.
Vikings trail 10-7, and Camden has the ball with 5:39 left in the third quarter.
Two tights for Camden. Ruiz takes the snap. Gives it right up the middle of the fullback. He's across the 20, up to the 21-yard line. That's Darius Sullivan on the carry and the tackle by Telvin Smith. And they give him a yard, so it's going to be 2nd and 9. The ball just, well, I'd say at the 21-yard line. So give him 2 yards on the carry, 2nd and 8.
Camden making substitutions now. There you go. Wildcat offense again.
And Ian Days in the shotgun. Got a man in motion, takes a snap, pulls it, tries to find him a hole. He gets hit. And he'll cross the 20, 21, 22. They're going to mark him down about the 22, maybe the 23-yard line. If it is, they'll get about a yard, and it'll be 3rd and 7 from the 22-yard line.
Camden just churning away the clock here, not getting a lot of yards. Viking defense has got to step up here and get a good stop. And Ruiz.
There we go. 3rd and 7. Ruiz goes under center. Tight end to our side. He's got two flankers on our side of the field. Man in motion now. And he looks to pass the ball. Looking. Throws downfield. Got a man open at the end. Makes the catch at the 30-yard line.
Orta pulled up. There's something wrong with Orta. He was in coverage, and he had to pull up. When he broke away, Orta had nothing left.
And he's limping off the field. First down to our 40-yard line.
Ball on the hip by the quarterback. Gets the open receiver right down the middle of the field. Aaron Winston now will check in and take order spot.
It's about a 30, and that's all the way down to the 38. About a 40-yard pass play. Ruiz still with two tight ends. Ruiz goes under center. Got a man in motion. Again, gets it to Sullivan, tries to get outside, got a hole, he's across the down to the 35-yard line. He'll pick up 3, maybe 4 yards again. Delvin Smith on the tackle as he gets down to the 34, giving 5 yards on the carry. 2nd and 5 from there. We're inside 4 minutes to go here in the third, trailing 10-7.
This is where Telvin Smith, the leader on the defense, steps up now and rallies his troops here. We need to get a stop right here.
Again, two tights for Camden. Ruiz steps back, looking over the sidelines, changing the play at the line of scrimmage. He was under center, backs out, talking to Days. Days says something to Darius Sullivan. And there it is, delay of game. So it's to the 2nd and 5. It's going to be 2nd and 10. Yep. Did they call timeout?
No, they marked it off.
Yep, they marked it off. Okay. So 2nd and 10, back to the 39-yard line.
They have got to call. Look at this. Watching the coaches on the sideline crowding the official. They're going to get a sideline warning if they're not careful.
All righty, Ruiz goes under center, tied into the press box side of the field. One wide out to the far side. Now they've got a man in motion. Keeps it. Oh, looks, throws downfield. Got a man open. Touchdown, Camden County. No! Did he catch it? No, incomplete pass. Had the ball came out. I thought he had caught the ball. As he was going down, the ball came out. Incomplete pass.
I thought he had the pass, too. Ken Durden got turned around. could have been just absolutely a spike in the heart. But the Vikings live to fight another day. 3:13 left in the third quarter, and they trail 10-7 as Camden now has third and 10.
Now with Stephen Murphy on the pass play. Can they send Murphy to the far side?
You've got to call that, Wes. You've got to call it.
Two receivers far side. One near side. Put a man in the slot. Ruiz in the shotgun. Put Day in motion toward our field. Rolls right. Looks. Looks. Pressure. Throws out in the flats. Overthrows Stephen Murphy.
And he was in the soft part of the zone in between the two areas and could have made a great catch.
And if he makes the catch, he's got a first down. So it'll be fourth and 10 at the 39-yard line. Let's see what
they send the punt unit on.
Bryce Ramsey, their punter, standing back at his own 45, and we send Troy Braswell back deep at the 10. And Corey Franklin back on the far side. They punt the ball high. Braswell signals fair catch. It hits. They get away from it. It dies inside the 15 at the 13-yard line.
The Vikings dodge another bullet and get themselves back on offense. Got to find something here that can get us moved down the field. We were moving the ball much better in the first half. We've got to find that spark that we had then and be able to start moving the ball down the field. The defense for Camden is playing phenomenally. Just like we talked about at halftime, just swarming to the ball. All right, let's go, you sons of thunder.
Franklin at wing back on our side. Tied into our side. Parker goes under center. They're in a four-man front. Drops back, looks. Double clutches. There comes the rush. He tucks the ball, starts to run. He's across the 20. And
there's a come on.
He was out of bounds at the 25-yard line when he got run into. Not thrown down. And that's going to be a first down. He tucked the ball and got us out from NI-13. So it was covered. And got the first, knew where the first down was, showing a headsy play for the junior quarterback.
Got us out to the 25-yard line. Paul Johnson now checks in at wide receiver.
Ball on near hash mark. Vikings left to right. We send Johnson to the Vikings side of the field. Tied into our side. Camden. Five-man front. Three down linemen, two linebackers up. Franklin in motion. We give it to the bull. He's got a hole at 35. Oh, trips over a man as he had a big hole, but he'll go down at the 34. He'll pick up 9 yards on the carry, Bill. It'll be second and one from there.
That's too bad. That was the hole that Bull's been looking for. That offensive line, spreading them out, pushing them through, and he just, one little step, might have been able to break a long one.
Josh Clemens checks in. Brian Moore goes out. We're at the 2:20 mark of the third quarter, still trailing by three. Clemens, we put Winston in the slot. Camden, five down linemen. We pitch out to Franklin, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, still on his feet, now to 35, gets tripped up and knocked down.
First down.
At the 38-yard line, but that'll be a first down. Vikings, good play by Corey Franklin as he went in, saw nothing, cut back, got hit, got away from the man, and then got tripped up as he went back to the press box side of the field. Out to the 39.
Great run, though, by Corey Franklin. As you say, he almost has a little water bug look about him. He makes those little low-to-the-ground runs like that. Just one more step where we are just missing long runs by a step or two.
Inside 2 minutes here in the third. Strong side left. Eight men up within 5 yards of that ball. Again, Franklin in motion. Give it to Bull. There's a hole. Gets hit. He's across the 40 up to about the 41, 42-yard line, 3-yard carry.
Guys, I'm going to give you an update that down here on the sidelines we've got Orta and Durden. Both Durden has ice on his knee and Orta's got ice on his hip. I think they're okay. They're moving around, but they just got ice on them. Hopefully they'll get back in there when we get back on defense.
Thank you, Marty. Down on the sidelines, second and six, the ball at the 43-yard line. We're at a minute 15 to go in the third. Again, tied into the far side of the field. Camden, four-man front. Four linebackers showing a little bit different look here now. Again, Anderson up the middle, and he'll be close to the first down. Now they mark him down at the 48-yard line. He'll be about a yard short, Phil. It'll be third and one from there, and we're inside 1 minute to go.
Wow, I thought he had made the 49 again, but...
Here in the third quarter, trailing 10-7. Third and a long 1.5.
We're going to come a double tight end set this time, it looks like. Michael Copeland comes in.
Camden crowd shaking their noisemakers on this side. Ball in the middle of the field. We go heavy right. Camden, they adjust by sliding two linebackers over. And Kelvin Smith said, wait a minute, we want a timeout. 22.7 seconds to go here in the third. Vikings still trailing 10-7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football. Oh, 99.5 Kicks Country. Alrighty, back here in Camden County, Georgia. Vikings trail 10-7 with 22.7 seconds to go in the third. It's going to be third and a long 1.5. And Colquitt has just went back up. I think they said they're 10-7 over Stevenson.
All right, Vikings, let's get this first down.
Showing tied into the far side. Camden, five-man front, three linebackers up top. We give it to Bull. He tries outside. He's got the first down as he rumbles across the 50 down to the 48-yard line.
Great first down run by the Bull. This time we don't push him right up the middle, but send him to the outside where he's got just enough to get the first down. And the Vikings have new life as we're at 17.2 seconds left here in the third quarter. I don't know if we'll get a playoff in this third quarter, Wes. They will start the clock now.
Well, you don't have to run one. But I think we might.
The Sons of Thunder are all over the ball.
Four, three, again those three down linemen. Man in motion. Give it again to Anderson up the middle, and he'll pick up a yard, maybe two, and that is the end of the third quarter. We go to the fourth, still trailing 10-7, but the Vikings are in Camden County territory. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Camden County, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sidelines, Vikings trail 10-7 as we start the fourth and final quarter of this second round, State 5A State Championship Playoffs. I want to remind everybody the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack and I will be there to talk about this game and our upcoming opponent. And we need to be there about 6:15 to get a good seat. We go on the air at 7 o'clock right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Or you can listen via the World Wide Web at www.thevikingvoice.com. All righty, second and 8. The ball at the Camden 47-yard line. Vikings now going from right to left on your radio dial. Four down linemen on our side for the Vikings. We give it to Franklin on the counter. Tries to get outside. Got a handle. One man cuts back. He's across the third, the 45.
And another first down for the Vikings.
He crossed the 45 down to the 40. And down they go, marking down, Bill, at the 37-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from there.
We don't need to. This is great Viking football right here. 5, 6, 7 yards in a clip. Maybe break something here. Just keep running this stuff just like this. See if we can't put it in the paint.
Again, tied into the far side. And we give it to
the Bull.
And he gets back to the line of scrimmage. I couldn't see where he went to when he went into that mass of bodies down there.
He went just off to the right, off the right guard and got tackled around the legs. That's one thing that Camden's done very well. Great tackling. Not a lot of just, you know, hits, but great tackling.
Second and 10. Good thing, Bill, is our defense is getting a chance to rest.
Yeah, that really is. Now, we need to put it in the end zone so our defense has got a better shot coming back out.
Double tight ends for our Vikings. Camden, again, three down linemen. Two linebackers up tight. Counter play. Parker keeps it, tucks the ball, looking to run. He's across the 35 as he fights his way down to about the 32-yard line. Picked up positive yardage. Give him about a 6-yard run down there.
That was a good heads-up play by Cole Parker. Now, he took a shot when he had gone down to the ground. Number 56 hit him while he was on the ground. That's Jeremiah Booth, kind of borderline maybe on, it wasn't a late hit, but it was a pretty hard hit on our quarterback.
We need to get across the 27. It's going to be third and five from here. Heavy left. We give it to Franklin, trying to get outside. They get one man, two. They hit him. Oh, they closed quickly at the line of scrimmage. We could not do anything on that counter. It's going to be, give him a half a yard, third and five. 10 minutes to go here in the ball game.
Kari goes in behind. You saw him put his hand on Lane Grant going around, but great pursuit by the Camden County Wildcats.
Fourth and five. The ball at the 32-yard line. And, Bill?
We're going to go.
We're going for it. We are going for it. Aaron Winston goes far side. Camden comes up. Three down linemen. Oh, they're calling time. Jeff Heron runs out on the field and calls time. 9:31 to go here in the ball game. Trailing 10-7, our Vikings are. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here in Camden County, Georgia, it is fourth and five for our Vikings. 9:31 to go here in the ball game, trailing by three, 10-7. Vikings headed toward that south end zone. They're on the far side of the field, right in front of our bench. We come to the line. We've got a tight end to the far side. Aaron Winston comes with wide out to the near side. He's got man coverage on him. Three down linemen. Linebackers up tight. Pitch out to Franklin, looking for some place to go, still on his feet. And we're going to have a hold. As he gets the first down, he goes, cuts back into 30 to 35, but at the 30-yard line, and they call holding against our Vikings. Now, they can't decline this penalty, because if they do, it gives us a first down. So that'll mark it back to the 40, Bill. It will be fourth and about 12 from the 40. And they do. They move it back to the 40. And we'll punt the ball. You see coach say punt. We have to punt. And it is Jed Solomon standing at our 45. It's Stanley and J.J. Green back deep for Camden. There's a snap. Nice high kick. They signal fair catch. Ball hits. Oh, and gets into the end zone. It hit at the five and took a high bounce, and we could not down it. We had men down there, so Camden will take over. At their 20-yard line. 9:11 to go here in the ball game. 10-7 is the score. And our Vikings are not in front. Ruiz, two tight ends. Johnson at the fullback. Days in motion. Gives it to Days around the left side, looking for a hole. Tries to get outside. Got speed. He's across the 25, up to the 30-yard line. He'll have a first down after the 32. Ian Days. All the way out to the 32. Ruiz comes over, gets the play. J.J. Green in. They'll go tight end to the far side of the field. We need a stop. We need a stop. We need a turnover, and we need it now. Ruiz, under center. Man in motion. Snap. Pulls it out. Look at and Michael Copeland gets him as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up about a yard, but that's it. Good stop by Michael Copeland. Yep. Colquitt's trailing 14-10 with how much time? With 11 minutes to go. Second and about 8.5. Again, a two tight end set against our five-man front. Man in motion. And they give it to five. He gets hit as he crosses the 35. He'll pick up 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 yards. It's going to be third and 1, 2, a long three for Camden at the 39-yard line. 7:40 to go here in the ball game. 10-7 the score in Camden's favor.
And they have the ball. That's the worst part.
Two tight ends for Camden. They're running everything off the clock that they can get.
Come on, Vikings. Let's stop
Ruiz
this here.
Ruiz takes a snap. Up the middle, and we hit him behind the line of scrimmage. He will not get the first down. As he gets to the 40-yard line. He's going to be short by about two.
Let's see what Camden does. See if they're going to try and go for it. Jeff Heron is a gambler now. He will.
It's short. And he is. He's going for it. They're going for it. Fourth and about a yard. A little over a yard. Camden will go for it. Crowd comes to its feet.
Timeout. Timeout, Camden.
And yes, timeout, Camden. 6:39 to go in the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break. Our score is 10-7 in favor of Camden. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Wes James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers. It is fourth and about, a yard and a foot. And now Camden's sending their punter out on the field, Bryce Ramsey. We're sending Kari Franklin and Troy Braswell back deep.
Do not jump, guys. Do not jump. Stay put.
We've got 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. And we jump.
My goodness. I knew that was the whole purpose of the timeout, was to possibly get them to jump, maybe off sides, and it's exactly what happened. And it's first down for Camden. 6:39 in the ball game. Vikings trail 10-7.
Ruiz goes under center. Two tight ends. Dees in motion. Gives it to Dees around the left side. Got a hold across the 50 to 45. Still on his feet as he gets down to our 40-yard line. 13-yard run and a first down for Camden.
Good run there by Dees.
Yep.
Able to get around the right side on this defense.
Well, they mark him down at the 41. I thought at the 40. First and 10 from there.
Camden leads 10-7 here in the second round of the 5A playoffs. Our Vikings on the ropes.
Two tight ends now for Camden. Five-man front for the Vikings. Dees in motion. Again gives it to Dees, looking for a hole. He's across the 40. And boy, I tell you what, he's just busting outside. And he's close to a first down.
They are, yep, they're giving him another first down. Official timeout. They're going to measure.
Yep.
It is. He's over the 30, or maybe right at the 31.
It is. See what I'm going to bring the chains out. But when it gets to the corner, he just explodes off that corner.
They've not been able to expose that corner so far this game, but here in this series, they've been able to get outside two 10-yard runs by Dees. First down.
We're at the 6:05 mark in the ball game.
And the Vikings trail 10-7.
Ball on our 31-yard line. Ruiz goes under center. Johnson at fullback. Looks over. I mean, they're running. They're doing just like we do, running every bit of the time off the clock they can. takes a snap, gives it on the counter, and that's number two, Darius Sullivan over the left side, and he'll pick up 5-6 yards down to the 25-yard line.
Guys, I'm not real sure why, but I'm standing over here watching Ed Christian standing on the sidelines for us. He's been on the field, on the sidelines this whole drive.
Wow. Saving him for offense, maybe. I don't know.
Second and five. 5:20 to go here in the ball game. Tight end. Two tight ends for Camden. Ruiz now goes under center.
Oh, come on.
Puts a man in motion, and he's across the 25. Picked up about three yards.
You saw it too, Clint. 65 rocked back. No call, but 65 had rocked back right before the snap.
Third and about one, two, give him third and three. The ball inside the 25-yard line.
All right, Vikings, come on, defense. Let's hold them right here. 4:28 left in this ball game.
Ruiz looks to the sidelines. They're running every bit of that play clock off before he goes under center. Day's in motion, and they give it to the fullback. He's hit, but he's going to be awfully close to that first down, Bill.
He's at least a yard short from where the line judge is coming in over here on the other side.
Yep. Yeah, fourth and two.
See if they go for it or maybe kick a field goal. They're definitely in their field goal range.
Now they're calling. Ruiz coming to the sidelines.
Looking to see. They have one timeout left. See if they take this all the way down. No, they're going to go for it, looks like.
All righty, the ball at our 23-yard line. Blue Cats. Up to the line of scrimmage. Double tight. Now they're asked for a timeout.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And with that, we still trail 10-7 with 3:32 to go here in the ball game. We will take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Fourth and about a yard and a half.
And they've still got the offense on the field.
Johnson at fullback. Days and Sullivan at the wingbacks. Ruiz will go under center. We've got a six-man front. We are up tight. There's a snap. And he's got the first down across the 20-yard line when he comes across the right side. Their offensive line, great surge. Opened up a hole. He cut in behind it.
That'll run now the clock under, 3 minutes, 27 seconds.
First and 10 at the 19-yard line.
And now Ed Christian comes into the defensive line.
They don't have any timeouts left. We've got two. With 3:15 to go.
If we can make some good stops here, we'll start using those timeouts, Wes.
There's a snap. Today's, we hit him at the line, try to strip him of the ball, and he falls forward to about the 16-yard line. He'll pick up about three on the carry. It'll be second and seven from there.
I say we let the clock run here, and then on these next two, we're going to have to stop it. Clock continues to run. 2:43. Vikings trail 10-7 to the Camden County Wildcats here at Camden County.
Cats come to the line of scrimmage. We've got seven men on the line of scrimmage, two linebackers. We've walked our corners up, double tights, man in motion, and they go that way, and we hit him at the line. He's still on his feet as he crosses the 15 down
to
about the
14-yard
line. He'll go and pick up 1, 2, 3 yards. It'll be third and about five from there, and we call timeout.
Yep.
2:10 to go here in the ball game. We'll keep it right here.
Well, we need to get some in. Let's go.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Okay,
let's go ahead and take a 30-second break. 2:10 to go here in the ball game. We'll be back right back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Line Football on 99.5 Kickstarter. Back here at back here at Chris Gilman Stadium on the campus of Camden High School. 2:10 to go in the ball game. It is third and 5. The ball at the 14-yard line.
Our Vikings trail 10-7 here. We need something here to change the game.
We're down to one timeout. We can stop it after this if they don't get a first down. Tight end to our side of the field. Days in motion. They give it to Days. The rat. He gets hit, and he's not going to get the first down.
Call time. Call time.
Somebody call time, and
they
do.
They do.
2:01 to go. It will be fourth and about 1-2 yards, 2.5 yards. We'll keep it right here.
Now, you've seen Jeff Heron go for it on just about everything. You wonder if he's going to go for it here. Now, that's a long, almost two, Wes.
Yep.
If he's going to go here or take his three and force us to have to go all the way down the field for a touchdown to try and win this ball game. He could go up with a field goal here, 13-7, force us to go down the field, score a touchdown, and make an extra point to win the ball game. Or he can do what he's done here so far, and that is go for it on 4th and 2 in this case. And if he makes the first down, essentially the ball game's over. If he doesn't make it, we've got a long way to go to try and get ourselves into field goal range.
Absolutely.
I don't think you'll see them kick the field goal here, Bill. It looks like they've got their offense still there in the huddle. And knowing Heron, he's going to line up behind his big offense line, get it to Days, and they're going to go for it.
Yep.
The ball at the 11-yard line. 2:01 to go here in the ball game. We still trail by 3.
And that's exactly right. They line it up, 4th and 2.
Double tight end set. We offset it just a little bit to this side of the field. Ruiz in motion. Pitches out to Days. He's looking. He's got the. He's first down as he crosses the 10 down to about the 7-yard line.
He does go out of bounds, which will stop the clock.
But it's first and goal from the 6.5-yard line. A minute 55 to go. First and goal from just inside the 6-yard line for Camden County.
And Camden's done what it had to do, and that is keep the ball out of the offense's hands here this last series.
They give the ball right up the middle to Johnson, and he fights across the 5 down to about the 3-yard line.
Clock
second
running
now.
I'm sorry, clock running now at 1:44.
They're going to mark it down just in at the 2.5-yard line. A minute 23. We need a miracle. We need a miracle, much like happened in Tifton. Fumble the ball. Let us pick it up and run it back. Ruiz looks over his shoulder. Takes the snap. Gives it to the fullback. He gets hit. He's down at the 1-yard line. We're inside 1 minute to go here in the ball game. Will the sun shine on our Vikings one more time? Ball inside the 1. All Ruiz has to do is snap the ball and kneel on it, Bill. That's all he has to do is snap and kneel on it. He goes under center. Takes the snap, gives it to Days, turns, and it's fourth down, but it won't matter. We can't stop the clock. We keep him out of the end zone.
Clock now at 7:06.
Camden will advance to the 3rd round. Our Vikings will end their season at 10-2. Camden improves to 10-2. They'll advance to meet the winner of North Gwinnett Woodstock.
We'll stay right here. I don't know if
Marty, if you can get, I don't know if Marty can hear us or not.
I don't know if Coach McPherson. There will be a coaches show Tuesday night,
yes,
at 7 o'clock at Loco's Grill and Pub. Be sure and join us as we talk about this ball game and recap the 2009 season.
and waiting to see, trying to get Marty's attention.
He sees us. He's waiting on coach. No, I think, nothing. I think, and rightfully so. It's a sore spot tonight. Vikings really came into this ball game prepared, just had the turnovers, and the turnovers really are the difference in this ball game. That made all the difference in the world.
The muff punt to give them the ball down on the 17 where they scored the touchdown. Final score 10-7 here in Camden County. We'll take a 3-minute break and we'll be right back after this. Vikings lose 10-7, and you've been listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Camden County, our Vikings lose 10-7 to the Camden County Wildcats. Camden improved to 10-2 on the year. Our Vikings drop to 10-2. And much like Northside game, we trailed 10-7 at the half and we lost 10-7. Our two losses, same identical scores at halftime and at the end of the ball game. What are the odds on that one? Hats off to Camden County. Their defense played lights out. They were just all over the field. They were fast. They closed the holes. We would move the ball. Now, we shot ourselves in the foot quite a bit in the first half. Second half, not so much. So we did jump and give them a first down when we could have gotten the ball back with about 6 minutes to go and maybe could have got something going. But anyway, hats off to Jeff Aaron's Camden County Wildcats. And they'll move on to the third round of the state playoff, which looks like it's going to be North Gwinnett. Bill, you've got us some stats?
Yeah, I do. And one of the things I do want to comment, and I want to throw my congratulations out to Camden County. These guys, they did exactly what I remember in 2003. At their house, they take no prisoners. They just absolutely play with a certain something that says, you can't beat us in our house. We're going to take it. I don't care if it's 4th and 2. I don't care if it's 4th and 5. We're going to keep the ball from you. I heard everybody picks on the New England Patriots coach. He went for it. He wanted to keep the ball from the other offense. Jeff Heron, that's what his job is to keep the ball out of our offense, and that's what he did. And hats off to him and this Camden team. They're a fine football team. Our Vikings, also a fine football team. Can't win the turnover battle and win a game. I mean, you can't lose the turnover battle and win a game when you're this deep in the playoffs. Just can't do it.
Bill, I've been remiss all broadcast. I want to say hello and best wishes and a speedy recovery to my friend Tom Odom.
Yes.
Tom had heart surgery yesterday, and he's at home laying flat at his back. They had surgery yesterday, and he's at home today. Found blockages in two arteries, and glad they were able to find that and get that taken care of. And he'll be back on his feet and up and around in no time. So, Tom, sorry we couldn't bring your victory back home tonight. We're glad you were listening. And, again, I'm remiss for not saying it earlier, but thank you so much and for your support of Lions High Football.
All right, final stats tonight brought to you by Bemis Barbecue. Bemis Barbecue, just a wink and a blink past Cat Creek Road in Valdosta. Vikings lose tonight as they drop a heartbreaker. 10-7 in the second round of the playoffs. And final stats. First downs, Lowndes with 10, Camden with 12. Rushing tonight, Lowndes 36 carries, 217 yards, while we held Camden to 44 carries and 153 yards. Look at this passing, Wes. 3 of 9 for us, 41 yards and a touchdown. But Camden was 2 of 7. And can you guess the 2 completed passes? They were the long passes that they threw right over the middle to us, that little on-the-hit pass that has burnt us all year. They were 2 of 7 for 84 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions, but it was a game-changer for them in both cases when they made those completions. Total plays, Camden with 51 plays, Lowndes held to 45. Total offensive output, the Vikings with 258 yards, while Camden 237 yards. This is the telltale sign here. Lowndes, 2 fumbles, 2 losses, and Camden fumbled twice but only lost it once. Penalties, Lowndes penalized 5 times for 40 yards, while Camden was penalized 4 times for 35 yards. Punting tonight, Lowndes punted 5 times for an average of 31 yards, 2 of those inside the 20. Camden 3 punts for an average of 34 yards. Their leading rusher, number 32, Ian Days, 16 carries for 59 yards. Their leading receiver is number 9, and I don't have that right in front of me, Wes.
Number 9 is
I got it right here. Number nine is
Stephen Murphy.
Stephen Murphy, that's right. He was their leading receiver, one catch for 45 yards. While the Vikings' leading rusher, number 29, Troy Braswell and West, this is disturbing. Four carries, 92 yards. If you remember the halftime stats, four carries, 92 yards. Troy Braswell didn't touch the ball in the second half. He was also our leading receiver. He had the one catch for 29 yards and the touchdown. They were just able to shut him down, and we could not generate any more offense than we had at halftime. And we did the same to Camden. We were able to hold them in check, except for the very long pass that really changed, and as well as that last drive for them where they just ate up the clock and had, what, three or either four fourth-down conversions.
I don't remember. I know at least three.
Yep.
There will be a Lions High Coaches Show at Loco's Grill and Pub 2 tonight at 7 o'clock. Be there and help the Vikings celebrate a good season.
It really was.
Not a great season. By Viking standards, not a great season, but a good season. And be there. And remember, this is not about the fans. It's not about the coaches. It's about the players.
Absolutely.
And be there and support our players and let them know you appreciate all the hard work that they did this year and entertaining you on Friday nights. Marty?
Guys, I just have to second the fact that it was a good season, not a great season. I do think we underachieved a little bit. Tonight was a tough battle. You got to give it to Camden. They do what we do in our own stadium, as Bill said earlier. They take care of the football. They play inspired, and they had a great game plan going in to keep the ball away from us, feed it to their big backs, Johnson and Days, and they did. And you got to give it hats off to them. We did shoot ourselves in the foot some with the turnovers. Again, after they muffed the punt there in the third quarter, you know, we go down the field, and it wasn't just turnovers that we shot ourselves in the foot. We had a couple big holding calls in that second half that really, really hurt us. When we had a first down there on that drive after the muff punt, but the holding penalty backed us up, and that really hurt us. But you mentioned it, Wes, and you're right. This is about the players, that coaches show. I'm looking forward to it. I know we'll touch on those seniors. It was really, really hard. Of course, y'all don't get to see it up here in the booth, but it was extremely hard to watch that final alma mater played with those seniors.
Yeah.
You know the kind of career they've had. You know the season they've had. And many of them will go on to play next level and have great careers beyond this, and there's even quite a few that could even be playing on Sundays in the future. But to see the look in their eyes and see the hurt because they know that they've underachieved a little bit is tough. And of course we'll celebrate them on Tuesday night. We've enjoyed watching them, enjoyed calling their games, and I'm thankful that I get to be a part of it.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, several of the players we'll see a little bit later on, because the next broadcast the Viking Voice will be December 29th, whenever we go to Houston County to open region basketball play in Houston County on a Friday night. We'll be up there, so we'll see a couple of the players. Josh Clemens will be out on he'll be on the court, possibly Tyler Hunter.
Aaron Winston. Yeah, we've got several.
We'll see those guys, and then in baseball season's right around the corner.
And we're looking into maybe having a little special somewhere around February.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes. We'll keep you. Be sure and always check out www.thevikingvoice.com. Just because the football season's over doesn't mean athletics is over, and you can always keep up with us at thevikingvoice.com as we pick up basketball and baseball. And always, we'll have everything, all updates, everything there that you'll need for Lowndes High Athletics. It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Hard to do, Bill.
I know. Say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice LLC. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for Marty Rogers, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, and happy Thanksgiving, and Merry Christmas from the Viking Voice. Good night, Lowndes County.